Supreme Court yesterday, the oral arguments, presidential immunity. What direction is there any that's leaning? Can we get anything gleaned from responses? And what are we thinking? Jared Halpern's following this for us. Jared, hey, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So what did it sound like yesterday as far as, is there a leaning? What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, justices certainly are leaning towards maybe a broad opinion. You heard from a number of justices about the significance of the questions in front of them. At one point, Kavanaugh suggesting, you know, I care less about the case here and more about kind of what precedent we're setting for presidents moving forward. Justice Neil Gorsuch said that attorneys are asking this court to, quote, write a rule for the ages. High, lofty stuff, right, that the justices seem to recognize could go well beyond the current indictment of former President Trump over election interference and trying to overturn the 2020 results, and more about whether or not they are setting new ground here as it relates to how we understand the power of the presidency and checks and balances and the judiciary. And that's what I was really listening for, is kind of how big could they go in a ruling. You know, the Roberts Court in particular has a reputation of trying to narrow cases as much as possible, not answering any more than they're asked to answer, trying to, especially on contentious issues or maybe highly partisan issues, finding perhaps a path of least resistance to build a consensus. And maybe they're able to do that, but boy, you certainly got a sense from the justices that they are concerned that there are some slippery slopes here in both directions as it relates to having presidential immunity, having absolute immunity. That seemed to be something that most of the justices agreed is not, does not exist. But there are questions about is there immunity for some things and not others, about, you know, pardon power, the power to order military strikes, the power when you look at kind of what a president is required to do versus maybe actions that a president takes that fall outside the scope of the office. And that's one of the things that Justice Amy Coney Barrett kind of started the ball rolling with. She went through a list of allegations against the defendant, asked his attorney whether or not those were private actions or official actions. And in some, the attorney conceded that they were, in fact, private. And so the question comes, well, if those are private acts, is there an immunity for them, for a president?
Uh-huh. So it sounded like in the overall, in the big picture, Trump gets a win yesterday. But maybe, because if they split hairs,
sure.
If they start between public and private, that's going to be tough for him.
Well, that seemed to be to me the direction that they may be headed, is trying to establish some sort of limited immunity as it relates to kind of core acts or specific acts of the presidency. But then you run into the sort of the problem, and they talked about this kind of distinguishing, well, what's an official act versus a personal act. Presidents are kind of always in reelection mode, and every action they take could be for some sort of political gain or political advantage. And do you view that differently? And that, so there is certainly a scenario out there in which perhaps they send this back to the lower courts, to the district court, to the appeals court, and have them kind of hash out what's an official act or not. That certainly would delay this proceeding considerably. That's one of the concerns, obviously, of prosecutors, of federal prosecutors. And I suppose, at least in the here and now, that could be viewed as a win for Trump and his legal team if they're able to continue to kind of delay this trial here in Washington, which, remember, at one point was scheduled to start last month and has been on hold given the number of appeals and certainly this appeal of whether or not there is an immunity claim here.
Right. And if we don't, if it doesn't get pushed back to lower court, we're looking at what? Maybe a decision from the Supreme Court. Are we looking at July, maybe?
I think it would be before the end of June, given that's generally when the last decisions of the term come out. I also think that there is a way in which perhaps they could move this forward a little bit. This is a case that has been fast-tracked. They took arguments up in an expedited fashion. They scheduled arguments in an expedited fashion. In some of these other Trump-related cases, like the Colorado ballot access case, they moved really quickly on that. And so they have understood, I think, an urgency with some of these challenges. So does this get higher priority, top priority? It's hard to say. The other thing about an opinion, especially maybe one that's complicated, is you can't issue it until it's done. And it may take a while for justices to maybe sort this out and maybe reach some sort of an agreement where they have, you know, kind of a majority view. And so maybe we get an opinion quick, given the urgency, and maybe it does take them until the end of the term, the end of June, very beginning of July, to kind of sort this out.
And if it's delayed, like you were saying, could be go back to lower courts, that delays things. Now let's go into election time. Let's say Donald Trump wins. This could almost be as good as a win for him. I guess maybe would he chalk it up to a win if he wins election?
Yeah. I mean,
if everything comes apart.
There's not a lot that the president could do with some of these state cases, right? Obviously, the trial has started in New York. We expect the trial at some point in Georgia, but these two federal cases, as it relates to the election interference here in Washington, the documents case in Florida, yeah, I mean, if the former president wins a second term, certainly the Justice Department could drop all of those cases, right? We do know that there is an immunity against taking criminal action against the president while they sit in the office of the presidency, so at a minimum, it would kind of delay all of this through the end of that term. So you're right. Listen, that's one of the reasons that prosecutors have really filed these briefs with the court, pleading with them not to do that, not to let this linger too long, given a lot of the urgency here and a lot of the timelines to consider. So that will be something for the justices to consider as well, the timeline of this specific case. So they're looking at the facts of this case. They're looking at the grander kind of understanding of the presidency for, as Justice Gorsuch said, the ages. Not an easy job for the justices.
Jared Halperin on top of this old presidential immunity thing with the Supreme Court. We'll probably be talking again on Monday at this point, Jared. We appreciate
sure
it, though.
Thanks
a lot.
Take care. Yep.
Mike Austin here in your morning wake up, 1320 WILS. Stick around.